Tech Zone Podcast.
We lead the charge, I'm saying.
There's great career opportunities in construction, whether you're in the field or in the office.
I am pumped.
Love this dude. Hello and welcome to the Work Zone. I'm Riley.
And I'm Kelsey.
And we are back with an exciting podcast today because it's one that we've hit for the last 2 years. So this will be third year, right?
Yep.
And that is Women in Construction.
Woohoo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's coming up starting March 4th.
Yep.
Right? Monday, March 4th. Mm-hmm. And it's a great time to highlight women in construction and acknowledge the great work that is happening out there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's a great week. We have two great guests, Tammy Cummings and Shmen Hoadley.
Yep.
And they have some great insight. Great perspective, great experience. Really enjoyed talking with them.
Yeah, yeah. Good people. I've seen them both work. I've had them work with both of them, you know, in the office and out in the field. And they're great coworkers. And that's what construction is. It's about having great people around you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So without further ado, we'll just get right into it.
Here it is.
Tammy and Shmen, thank you for being here.
Yeah, welcome. First time for both of you on a podcast, right?
Second time for me.
Second time? Second
first time mic'd up, yep.
Okay. First time, Shmen.
Shmen's shaking her head.
But welcome to the podcast. I'm very excited. We haven't done a podcast in a while. So I know Kelsey and I are itching at the bit to get back to this. And what a great way to get back into it with Women in Construction Week.
Yeah, couldn't be more excited.
Yeah. Yeah, so Tammy, why don't we start with you? What do you do with Northwest, and what's your background in construction?
I'm currently I'm a journeyman operator for Northwest, and I've been in construction my whole life. I started riding on machines when I was in preschool age, and I used to sit on the hydraulic tank of a D9 with my dad, and I just grew up around it, so I started being a grade hop when I was about 11 or 12 for extra money.
Cool.
I started running roller when I was 13. And then when I was about 23, my dad kept begging me to come work for him because he couldn't find any good operators and his business was booming and growing. And he's just begging me, please come work for me. I can train you. It's in your blood. Please come work with me. And so I finally did. And he trained me from absolute, you know, minimal experience to a journey level. And then I decided to join the union at one point and ended up at Northwest.
Cool.
By choice.
Yeah. Yeah.
I sought this job out for sure. I heard really good things about Northwest.
My dad. Yeah.
My dad used to work here.
Okay. Cool.
When I asked him where, I said, I want to go move dirt. I want to work in dirt. I don't want any of these little jobs that the dispatch keeps sending me to. I want to move dirt. And he said, call Northwest. They are a great company. And they have all the equipment that you want to run, and they move big dirt. Call Northwest, call Northwest. So I called, and I left. I submitted a resume. And a year later, I submitted my resume again. And finally got a call from Chris. So,
that's great.
Yep, now I'm working out in the field, running all the machines, doing all the stuff.
Awesome.
Yeah, her great. Dad is the reason she's here, too.
Yeah.
That's why I'm here.
Right?
Yeah.
Our dads.
Yeah. Highly recommended. I mean, that's good if somebody...
Yeah.
And tell you that they're a good stand-up company that you'd want to work for. And as a female, I'm like, are they going to treat me good? He says, they will treat you good.
Yeah.
You know, they'll give you the opportunities that you want. And that was key because a lot of their companies would not.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure. Shmen, what about you?
I kind of started out as a flagger.
Okay.
And the reason I started flagging is I was going to school and wasn't making very much, you know, student, you don't make nothing. So I was like, oh, I'll try flagging just to bring in some extra money during the summer. Well, then that turned into full time, and then the snowball effect, of course. And then so a couple years flagging, I turned into a TCS and did that for Underground Utility Company, which sooner or later their bookkeeper retired, which luckily enough they said, hey, you know the unions, you know this, you know that, how about going into the office? And I said, okay. So I learned, you know, in the bookkeeping, you learn the payroll, the, you know, pay estimates, the billings. So I learned everything that way. And then I just kind of got kind of bored. It was a small company. They didn't do a whole lot. And so I kind of ventured out, went to an asphalt company, which I hate asphalt. But I went to an asphalt company for a while, and then I was like, you know, I'd rather work for Northwest. And so I applied and got a job here. So now currently I dispatch union, the laborers and operators, and then I track the equipment and help out with that. So it's been pretty fun.
Yeah. Do you have a preference, field versus office? Do you?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Because I do miss the field. I do miss that whole, you know, being with the crew and being with the guys. I do miss that a lot. But I do like the office part because I'm not in the weather. You know, and I don't know. Just the whole learning all the systems and all that background is kind of nice too.
So, yeah.
So a little bit of both, actually. So sure. I'm kind of glad where I'm at because I can go out in the field. And if it's too rainy, I just stay here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. I've been a lifelong pencil pusher, so I don't get out much of the field. I get envious of you guys that get the opportunity to go out more and do the actual work, right? We kind of, Tam, we started out like what got you into construction, right? And talking about your dad and, as a big player and motivator in that, right? Was there anyone else that really motivated you or kind of role models in your life that you've had? And has there been any women that have kind of motivated you from construction? Has there been a history in that?
Nope. I'm third generation. So my grandpa was a finished grade operator. My dad, my uncle, it's all men, but they all supported me just like it's just in your blood, mm-hmm. in your blood, go do it. So I didn't have any females pointing me in this direction, but I wasn't really treated like I was different.
Yeah.
Coming from that background, they all just get out there and do it, go do it. You know, and my dad always told me, I have a female grade checker, and because my dad was local 302 also, and said, I have a female grade checker, and I have female dump truck drivers, and there's no reason you can't go do it. And he always pushed me, you come do this, you can do this. Like, there's no reason that you deserve to be out there just as much as anybody else. So it was always very equal. I think he's one of the few older generation people that really felt like there is no difference. You can either do the job or you can't. It doesn't matter what your gender is. So
yeah,
that's really special.
Yeah, for that for his generation especially, it wasn't. Definitely. It's not that common.
Yeah. No. Shemana, what about you?
No, there was no female. No, it was more the hardcore construction worker, operator. Yeah. You know. You can do it. It's just go out there, work hard.
Yeah.
That's what I got.
in your career in construction, have you seen more women come in and through the unions and through the crafts?
I think Northwest was the most female wise.
Yeah.
Yeah. Subs, not really. You didn't see very many, you know, subcontractors really didn't have any women out there, but Northwest did.
Yeah. Tammy, one of the things I was curious with was, from the field, is there a trade or a union where you see more females or more involvement from females?
I mean, the most females I ever see is flagging.
Yeah.
Period. I've seen some real awesome female laborers, but they're just few and far. They're sprinkled around. I don't see a lot of females. I mean, joining the union is the first time I ever saw a female operator.
Yeah.
And that was... That was pretty cool. My first dispatch was my very first. I was so nervous about joining the 302, leaving the family company and the comfort. And I was working in the woods, and it was beautiful, and it was amazing. But I was coming to the union really nervous. Like, how are they going to treat me? How am I going to be received? And a lot of this is going to be all new to me. And the first dispatch I got was a 50-50 female-male company. And my dispatch guy called because I had just joined, and he called me. He says, I have a job for you. I said, already? He said, well, I got a company that called specifically for a female journey, and I have two above you, but they both want to wait for their companies that they're loyal to. They're waiting to go back for them. Sure. So you're next. Do you want it? I said, yeah, I'll be there. And I showed up, and it was 50% female in the safety meeting in the morning, and I was kind of shocked. And I asked my superintendent later when he was going through everything with me, I said, you asked for a female operator? He said, yeah, for every male we get from the union, or from any of the unions, we call to dispatch a female. because we feel like females add a different dynamic and they kind of soften the crew. It's just more balanced. So we like that. And that's how we operate here. And I thought it was really cool. That's the first time I ever met another female operator.
Yeah.
There was a couple of apprentices that were there. So
yeah,
it was interesting.
First job.
My first dispatch. Wow. Yeah. It really helped the nerves.
Yeah.
Of like, okay, I'm going to be the only female. I was like prepared to walk onto a job being the only female, which is really intimidating because everybody stares at you. And I get a lot of looks like, she's lost. Where are you trying to go? And I'm like, no, I'm supposed to be here.
Yeah.
So that was a good introduction to the union for sure.
Yeah. I think from my experience at Northwest is probably the most women in construction I've seen. But a lot of the work I did was more on the road and in probably more rural places where you're seeing less recruitment, call it, or involvement. Mm-hmm. So it's been cool to be a part of here at Northwest. Would definitely like to see some female engineers in the office here sometime soon.
Yeah. That's great that Northwest it's open-minded and doesn't see it for genders. I will say, like, I mean, that first dispatch I got, I was hired because I was female, which I thought, well, it's fair because they do 50-50, right? But in some ways that can be unfair if you're just trying to meet a quota, because it's more about the qualifications than it is your gender, race, or anything like that. But I've also been not hired because of my gender.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it. It's unspoken, but I've walked into places at their start time, fully dressed for work, said, hey, I'm looking for a job. I couldn't get the time of day from them, not the time of day at all. And so I feel like they don't care what your resume looks like. They just see that, like, you're female and they don't know what that will bring. So they don't want to bring it in. And with Northwest, props to Chris, because he called me and he stared at my resume. He said, okay, what about this? What about this? Tell me about your resume. Tell me about your experience. Okay, we've got a job coming up for you. We've got jobs coming up for you.
Yeah.
And so for the first time ever, it wasn't a dispatch. I actually sought out the job and he actually went off of my resume, you know? So that was Northwest definitely has a different approach. And I really think that's really going to help the industry all around, because the other trades now and the other subs see us, you know, and they see that we're functioning just great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We've got that balance.
Yeah.
Well, integration.
I think because the story in the last podcast with the other Tammy was her first call. She showed up and the boss looked at her like, what are you doing here? Mm-hmm. You know, like, you're not what I wanted. Or, like, you know, it was that kind of reaction, right? And I don't think it lasted very long. But just purely off of what walked on the job site, right? Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good thing to be a part of here.
Yeah, it is great.
To be honest, I feel I never really considered construction before working here because I was never exposed to it. Like, my dad worked here a while ago, but he was doing different work with facilities, so I wasn't really around civil construction. And I think as a female, when you're not exposed to civil construction, you just don't really think about it, like, as a possibility. And I think maybe for a lot of people, that's why women aren't really in construction. You don't really see a lot of women in construction. And if your family's not in construction, like, promoting it to you or encouraging you to explore it, you just don't really go down that path. And I hope that more women get exposed to it as they see more women or just start considering it as an option, because it's a really great industry.
Well, I definitely think like social media and television, like, play a big part in it, right? And I was thinking about this the other day, but when you watch, like, the Home Channel, right, and you're watching remodel, like, usually it's a couple and the woman is, like, the architect or, like, the design, and then the husband or the man on the show is doing the construction, right? And that's kind of what society's told us for the last so many years, right? And
yeah,
you still see that today on those TV shows, mm-hmm. right? They're not trying to break that stereotype.
I think it's a very slow process of introducing the idea of females in the trades in the field.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I think that plays, you know, a big in part in our next question of misconceptions. And, you know, has there been an instance through your guys' career where there's been a specific misconception, like you can't do this because you're a woman?
Absolutely. All the time.
Yeah.
I just the other day I had kind of a mental moment where I was just getting so tired of being underestimated. I get a lot of people think that I work in the office or I'm a flagger or I can't possibly be able to do the job that they need done, and they're going to have to put one of the males on that task. And it's very frustrating. Or people over-explain things because they think that I just don't know, and it gets frustrating. It's a very common misconception.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I have to prove myself over and over, and the only way to do that is just listen, say okay, and then show them what you can do, and then they get past it. And you have, but you know, every time I start a new crew or work with new people, I feel like I have to prove myself again and again and again, because they will always go back to, well, we know that this guy can do this job, we don't know her.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Or I get blamed for things. Well, Tammy probably did that. Well, Tammy wasn't anywhere near that.
Yeah.
So nice try.
Yeah.
So it's pretty common.
Yeah.
But it's I know what I'm in for. I mean, this is what I stepped into, so I deal with it.
Yeah. I guess that would be my next question, is how do you deal with those feelings? Is it really just, okay, this just comes with the job? Like, what advice would you give other women that experience that same feeling?
Just do, the proof is in the pudding.
Yeah.
You just have to go out there and show, and don't be a big talker about what you can do. Just show them. It's really all you can do. But it's there. It's, I mean, you have to go into it knowing we're under a lot more scrutiny.
Yeah.
Than the males are, for sure. They just assume that this guy can go do it, when really this guy might go hit it some like live power or something, but you know, they thought that maybe he would do better than I would.
Shaban, when you transitioned out of like flagging, right? And you know, a lot of times in construction, that's where you see the most women in construction, right? It's flagging, right? So, you know, when you were that, you know, the asphalt, and you show up to a job, and did somebody ever hand you the paddle and say, here you go, you know, and you're like, that's not me.
No, not really, because I'd been around for a while, so
sure.
I knew, you know, you use the same subcontractor, so they knew who you were when you walked on the site, pretty much. But no, but there is that misconception that, you know, you can't do this job. You just have to prove yourself time and time again.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's more than anything
you
gotta do.
That can be exhausting.
Mm-hmm. Very much so. But yeah, pretty much every job you got to do that.
Which, if you have a good boss, is going to show resourcefulness, right?
Mm-hmm.
More than anything, and it's you're changing a lot of fronts, right? And you got to be a good boss. You got to recognize that stuff.
Mm-hmm. So you have to have somebody that trusts you and gives you those opportunities to prove. And then the more people I work around in Northwest, the more they get to know my skills, right? Slowly. So it takes time. This is something where I've been here 2.5 years now. And it's great now, because I've worked with a lot of different people.
Mm-hmm.
And so they are, like, I've earned the trust and respect of a lot of people. Slowly, I'm getting there, right? Just slowly, one crew at a time. But when you have a boss that's like, oh, okay, yeah, no, you can do that, and they put you out there to do it, it's really, really helps a lot.
Yeah.
Instead of somebody that's like, well, I'm just going to put you loading trucks because I don't really know what you're capable of.
Yeah.
And then you're just stuck not proving anything. You're just proving that you can do this one thing.
Just shows confidence in you, you know, not questioning you. Just go out and do it. Yeah.
Yeah. And I like the growth. I like learning something all the time and trying something new, even if it's, you know, looks hard or challenging. I want to be challenged. I want to go do that. And I want to see if I can do it. Some of the things that I've never done before, I want to try it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we touched a little bit of this, but, you know, changing those minds and creating a more, called inclusive environment, company culture, right? You know what, and I think Northwest is a good example, right? But you guys have worked for a lot of different companies and seen a lot of different stuff, right? And how does that transition in the industry? How do we get other companies to foster a company culture that is inclusive of women?
I don't think it's something a company or an industry can do. I think it all comes down to individuals. You know, like the individuals that I work with can either be inclusive and treat me like all the guys, treat me like everybody else, say to me whatever you're going to say to them, or they can push, like I said, put me off to do something alone where I'm not going to be a bother or whatever. It's an individual thing. It's not something really the industry or a company can do, because the companies try and make it known that, like, we're all, you know, equal opportunity and all that stuff. But the individuals are really who I'm face to face with.
Mm-hmm.
So the CEO, everybody can say whatever they want, but really it's the people that I'm working side by side with that need to make the change themselves, one person at a time.
And I'd say, like, the foremen and superintendents I worked for, they were more encouraging me. Go be with them. Go work your hard with them. Mm-hmm. You know, just try harder. You know, they'll accept you as long as you try harder.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that, I don't know, the management was, depends on the management that you have and how they encourage you to work and be a part of the crew.
Well, I think, like, you know, Tammy, your example of your resume went to Chris, right? Who, general superintendent, run on the show, right? And he looks at it and he's going based on your experience and based on the quality of your resume. And he buys off on that, right? And he says, heck yeah, come to the show, right? And, you know, for me, I trust Chris with my life. So, you know, once that, and it's got to start at the top, right? Once that happens, then... for sure, I'm bought in.
You just got to show up and do it. Do what you do. And you know, if you don't know what you're doing, and ask questions. Mm-hmm. Don't ever pretend like you know what you don't know.
That's a good way to get in trouble.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. People put their foot in their mouth all the time. I'd rather just ask the question, even if it's privately. Like, I might not, because I don't know, be coming from the logging industry and the woods. We have a lot different language than civil construction does. Mm. And I never did sidewalks or asphalt concrete work before. And so there's been a lot of times that I've like waited till the meeting's over and then asked somebody, what does that mean? What's that term? Like, what is that word? You know, or what does that exactly mean? And I don't want to ask it publicly necessarily in front of everybody, but yeah. I get the answer right then and there so that I'm not pretending like I know what they're talking about for the rest of the job.
Yeah.
That goes for anybody though, right? That goes for anybody in the industry.
Yeah, across the board, right? I mean, I sit in the office most of the time, but I get new engineers coming through here that, and I was one. And the story I like to tell is I went out into the field when I was a new engineer, just out of college, and I tried to tell somebody how to do their job. And then the next day I came back and my desk in my cubicle is covered in a bunch of stock photos of a guy in a hard hat saying, I don't know what I'm saying, but my book says this, right? Or something, you know. And so, yeah, I like that. Ask questions. So I think in construction, you know, we've been talking about women construction and creating an inclusive environment. But just if we're to comment just about construction in general right now, because I think what we're seeing is less and less people getting into construction. It's a problem, right? The workforce is less. Where do you think that starts? I guess in your experience, is that doing some more recruiting at the high school level, or getting exposure to younger generation? Is that something that you guys would like to see more of?
If I see kids, I try to encourage them. You know, if I'm on the job site, you know, I try to involve them. This is, you know, explain a little bit of what we're doing. So I think if you try to get the kids excited about what we do for a living, maybe it'll carry on, you know. Maybe they'll get involved.
Yeah.
Well, money's a big driver, and I think a lot of people, younger people looking for careers, like coming out of college or going into college at that younger age, they don't realize the money that they can make in the construction industry.
Yeah, I had no clue.
I mean, that's what drove me to stick with construction. It's like, oh, I can actually make a really decent living. And if I wanted to, I could go anywhere in the world and operate machines. But this is going to support my family, and I get the benefits of being a union member and, you know, the pension and benefits and stuff. But I can actually support myself on this, which I can't, a lot of jobs you can't, especially with no schooling, no education. And people don't realize, I don't think that younger people realize that they can make a really good living doing this stuff.
I don't think I ever found any of that out in high school or you know, even after college is when I really learned them, you know, about the benefits. So more exposure.
Yeah.
They don't realize how fun it is either.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not fun getting rained on, working in the snow and stuff like that, or in the wind, but it is fun.
Yeah.
And that's not really told to those students either.
Yeah. There's that transition point where as a kid, you're playing with Tonka toys, right? And you're all excited. Oh yeah, I want to drive a dump truck. Mm-hmm. You know, I remember being all excited about that. And then somewhere transition from elementary school to, you know, probably age 16, where that fell out of my brain, you know? And for me, it was like, when I was ready to move on from high school, it was not something that I considered because I didn't know it was a thing. You know, I didn't know I could go out and make a lot of money doing that.
And it's a great job, you know, be out in different jobs all the time,
yeah.
Different parts of the state and different with different people doing different things.
Yeah. And the satisfaction, I'm sure, once you finish a project, like I built that or I helped create that.
And the memories and the stories that go with that job too. Who you did it with, who you built it with, that's special to me. I don't know.
Yeah.
I love showing my kids that kind of stuff because they're just like, Mom, you did that? You know, you did that? You know, they can tell friends at work, like, well, my mom's in construction too, you know?
Yeah.
My mom actually runs those machines. And kids are like, what? No way.
Do your kids talk about wanting to be in construction?
No. Not yet. They don't talk about really that, yeah.
All the kids want to talk about is TikTok and
Instagram.
What about, I guess, in leadership roles and, you know, anywhere from foreman level to ownership, right, in construction? Have you seen a lot of advancement of women in the industry? And do you see a future of that more?
I don't see it very often. I don't think that I see a lot of it in the future either, mm-hmm. because we're just such a minority right now, even at the ground level. So we're gonna have to see more at the ground level before we start seeing the higher level. They have to work their way up.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes a special kind of female to enter this industry anyways. Like I refused my dad for a long time, for years. I said, no, Dad, I did the whole grade hopping thing, and that was I ate so much dust and dirt, and it was so hot in the summers, and I was just like, no, Dad, I don't want to be outside. I don't want to be getting dirty. I don't like bugs. I don't want to do any of this stuff, you know. But it wasn't until I was an adult and I really wanted a better wage and I wanted to get out, you know, away from the public and do something more fulfilling that I went for it. But it takes something special if you're going to do this as a female. So I think if we see more at the entry level, then we'll start seeing more at the higher level.
I think more awareness just of the opportunities, the interests, the benefits earlier on to females would help, you know, in upcoming generations.
Mm-hmm.
I have a sense of pride knowing that I'm introducing that concept to people. Like say we're working somewhere and even just the public walking by, driving by to see a female in a machine is, that alone speaks, right? I've had a lot of people comment on that. I saw you in a machine. Like, that's great, you know? And people from overseas too.
Mm.
Like, I've never seen a female do this, you know, because they're from maybe overseas where it's never happens. You know?
Yeah.
So just that is such a big statement in such a simple way, just being in that seat.
Yeah.
Representing that, yeah, you can do this. If you really want it, you can do it.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, when you do get people that don't think that you can do something and you show you're very capable and then some, you're not just building credibility for yourself, you're also building credibility for women. And maybe people that thought maybe she can't do it can think back, why did I think that? You know, she's very capable. I don't know why I thought that. And so you are not only making a difference for yourself and your reputation, but you are, you know, making a difference for other women to come. So that's special too.
I think one of the things I'd like to highlight, you know, on this podcast is the Seattle Storm job that we've been a part of, where it's for the WNBA team, a new practice facility, and we've been able to be a part of that. And it's a female driven team. And one of the special things about the job, so the Seattle Storm is one of the few woman-owned basketball team, WNBA teams, which is kind of odd to think about, but most of the WNBA teams are owned by NBA teams. And so the Seattle Storm has private all-female ownership. And from the top down, it was like, hey, this is a job that they want all inclusive. So Celon's been great to work with, and they prioritize women on this job, and it's been a great project to be a part of, you know, and see that where you don't get to see that very often. Well, any coming to the end of our questions here, but I guess if you had any advice to give, you know, women out there that want to get into construction or want a career change or are getting ready to graduate high school and, you know, want to go make some money, what do you have any advice for people out there?
If they want to get in construction, they just learn as much as they possibly can, get the skill set, and, you know, don't have anybody tell you different. Just go for it.
Mm-hmm.
Construction's not for everyone. So I think if somebody's considering getting into it, they really need to think about some things long and hard. Like, and it goes for female or male, but how thick is your skin? Mm-hmm. You better show up with some really thick skin. You better be able to take criticism and handle being yelled at and sworn at and scrutinized and criticized. And if you think, okay, yeah, I'm tough, I can do that, I can put up with that, right? I can do that. Then you should probably go find a big job site and go to test number two, which would be go find a big job site in the middle of summer at the end of the long work week and go use the porta potty. And decide if you want to spend the rest of your career using the bathroom in a porta potty.
Yeah.
During all seasons. And if you can do that and accept that, then you can pass to the next level, which would be, you know, how driven are you?
Yeah.
You're going to have to be driven, and you're going to have to be ready for anything, and you're going to have to be on your toes and learn and work hard.
Yeah.
You're going to be in the elements. It's a lot of things to consider for sure, but it's also a lot of fun, and you are working with majority males. It's totally different than anything else out there. You, like my dad always said, you deserve to be here just as much as anybody else. It's about your skills, not about anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Show up. Show up every day. If you can show up every day, you're already ahead.
That's Kelsey, great.
You got any other questions? Any thoughts from your side, from your view of construction as a woman with Northwest?
No, I mean, I loved hearing from both of you. It's great to hear your perspective, especially Tammy, when you're out in the field every day. It's just really valuable to hear your experience. So I really appreciate both of you, you know, talking about this. And I love your point to just show up, do the work. It's a lot of fun. And just, I guess my advice for women is just keep your confidence and build your confidence by showing up every day and doing the work. Yeah. And explore whatever interests you have. I mean, anyone is allowed to explore whatever they're interested in and know that you're capable of doing whatever you want that to be. It doesn't mean it will be easy. But, you know, not a lot of things are easy. And so it's really just about what type of hard you want and what type of heart is worth it for you.
It's a tough industry, and you gotta be tough. The job is really rough. Mostly, I mean, I think all of us in the industry that are female, we just, at least for me, I just want to be treated like everybody else. I was kind of conflicted about doing this podcast because I'm not really an advocate for Women in Construction Week, because all the men I work with are working just as hard. I mean, they have different challenges. I definitely have to overcome different challenges that most people don't understand. But man, I watch all these guys bust their butts and do some amazing things right there with me. And all of us deserve that appreciation, you know, not just women. I just want to be treated just the same as everybody else.
That's funny you say that, because I thought the same thing. I was just like, you know, I don't need to be, I'm, you know, they're as important as I am. So, and without them, it's not really a crew either, you know, so. That was hard for me to do this podcast too, because I was just like, it's not just about the women in construction.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's about the crew.
Yeah, I mean, appreciate the acknowledgement, because we do have different challenges, a lot of different mm-hmm. challenges.
Right.
But I think that the general culture out there with the guys that I work with, they're like, well, why? What do you need special treatment for? You know what you signed up for. And that's how I feel too. I know what I signed up for. I don't need the special treatment. I don't need a special trophy or acknowledgement. I can show up or I can not show up. I can quit any day. You know, I walked into exactly what I expected, and I keep showing up. So I don't think that we need any kind of special treatment or kudos.
Yeah.
Although construction workers in general, you know, they work their butts off and they're gone for long hours, and you know, they come home tired and their families miss them, and this is just what we do.
Yeah.
But I also understand the increased awareness and trying to recruit more women, and yeah, making it known that it's possible, it's a possibility.
I think that's a big part of the message, is like, hey, it's here. If you want it, come get it.
All have a part, and women often are different dynamic, different skill set, a different perspective, and it really just diversifies the whole team,
mm-hmm.
the whole project.
Thank you guys.
Thank you for coming on, and thank you for being part of this podcast and this opportunity.
Yeah.